Like, good.
He's been on the road like a madman.
Yeah.
He texted me that he was somewhere where rich people go to drink and do cocaine, and he was playing terrible songs in a bar.
Monaco?
I was like, Monaco? No, he was in like the
Beverly Hills?
The Bahamas or something.
Palm Springs?
12 South?
12 South.
The Gulch? Well, here we are. We're,
all right.
We're doing it. Go ahead.
Shall I do the theme song?
Do the theme song.
Ooh, yeah, no.
It's a new year. It's a new theme song.
Yes.
Gregorian chant esque.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is Jay Severett.
And Dan Cohen.
And this is Talking Into Microphones.
Talking Into Microphones.
We haven't done a podcast since November.
Yeah.
For no real discernible reason.
To be fair, we really haven't done very much.
No.
I mean, I was thinking about it today. I was writing down some ideas about what to talk about. Because despite what you may think, I do take this very seriously.
Even though you've never listened to it ever?
I've never listened to the podcast. No.
Well, I have. You haven't missed much. It sounds like you and me in the car shooting the shit, which we are about to be in the car.
We are going to be in the car.
Big time.
Driving to Texas and New Mexico.
Yeah. I got a 1969 Mustang a couple months ago. And we are not taking that to Texas.
Oh, my God. For a second,
can you
imagine?
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Just the exhaustion you'd feel by Memphis.
Yeah. Just driving down and somebody building a house behind you, in front of you, all around you.
Yeah. No, I did not get rid of the minivan. So we are taking the minivan and all of its plush leather comfort.
And your mom.
Yes, my mom is going with us to Fort Worth. We're going to Fort Worth first to sleep, and then we're playing a show in Dallas on Thursday the 29th.
Yeah.
Thursday the 29th, we'll be at Poor David's Pub in Dallas. If you're in the DFW area, please come to that show. Tickets are available at the Poor David's website. That's Poor David's Pub. And then Friday, we are driving to Amarillo, Texas, where we were playing at Hoots.
That's
Hoots.
Hoots.
Nice. On Friday the 31st, or Friday the 30th, and then Saturday the 31st, we were driving to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we were playing at The Damn Bar.
The Damn Bar. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. And then Sunday, we were driving back to Fort Worth, and Monday, we're doing a quasi-private event that I'm not going to advertise because I'm not supposed to.
Okay.
But you can go to my, if you want to know about the dates, go to the Jace Everett fan page on Facebook or go to jaceeverett.com.
I love playing for Quasis.
Quasis, yeah. Quasis are great. Quasimodo, Quasiphoto, whatever.
You know, I brought my mom on the road.
You did?
Last year. It's very rock and roll.
It is.
Bringing your mom on the road.
Well, we're very rock and roll guys, obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
With all the drugs and sex and
yes,
and debauchery.
Yes.
And coffee. Lots of coffee and mom.
Yeah. And then I looked in my glove compartment, I guess, about a month ago, and I found one of those Ziploc snack bags with two Ritz crackers in it.
I'm taking it. Mom. I'm taking that was your mom.
Yeah.
My mom will bring a large bag of Cheez-Its. That is her
nice
choice. Snack.
Yes. Good. Ugh.
And then when we get to where we're going, she will pour a medium-sized glass of wine and spend 4 hours drinking it.
Yeah.
Not an alcoholic.
As an alcoholic, that baffles me.
As a burgeoning alcoholic, it also baffles me.
Yeah. That's why I've never
understood. I don't know if that's fair to my drinking.
You think you've burgeoned?
I think I may have burgeoned already. I think I may be in full blomst.
You're no longer in gerund.
I think I've been full blomst. Which is Norwegian for flower.
Oh, nice. Very good.
I'm learning a little Norwegian.
Yes.
But very little. And we're going, you've got some dates this spring. You wanna? Are they up on your website yet?
They are on my website.
Which is?
Well, DanCohenMusic.com. The first one's actually in April in Nashville at Drifters.
Drifters? I'm not aware. Is this like a Japanese car bar?
I guess so. Yeah. 350Zs and, you know.
Just do a lot of drifting around the place and grab a cocktail.
Yeah, they put those Brembo brake packages on there. Yeah. April 19th in Nashville.
Where's Drifters?
I don't know.
It's in Nashville. You look it up.
I think it may be on Demon Brewing.
Demon Brewing?
Division.
Demon Brewing?
Demon Brewing.
Or Division.
Oh, and then May 9th in Newport, Kentucky, which is basically Cincinnati. Southgate.
The people of Newport resent the shit out of that.
Sorry, Newport.
But let's face it, you're Cincinnati.
Basically Cincinnati. Come on. This place called Southgate House Revival. It may be called Southgate House, and then there's a revival going on there.
Huh.
But it's a really cool venue. They're having, like, Justin Townsend role and, you know.
Dan Cohen.
Some bigger name acts, you know, like Dan Cohen and Justin Townsend.
I need to figure out how to play shows in America.
Indie on the Move, man.
Is that the thing?
Yeah. If you want to play shows for $75 bar tab that you're not going to use because you don't drink. Oh, wait, that's me. You should check out. No, some of these places, you know, they're like, we can only pay you $250. And I'm like, $250? Oh, my God.
That sounds amazing. It'll only cost me $190 to get there.
Yeah. Oh, and then May 15th at the Talon Winery in Lexington.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're kind of a big deal.
Well, fuck yeah.
Wow. That's impressive. So go to dancohenmusic.com to find his dates.
And there'll be more, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, if you need an opener, I mean, I'll play for $25 as long as you drive.
Man, Indie on the Move, you should really check it out because it's, you know, you tell them the markets you want to play. I work with Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Kyle's probably not listening, but maybe he is.
Not a listener.
He's very busy, so I don't know.
Well, he's booking you all these shows. Yeah. He's covered up.
They put, you know, you got a pitch put together already anyway that they send out, and you tell them the markets you want to hit, and they just send out this massive email blast. And for someone like me, who fewer people have heard of, instead of just getting a random cold email from an artist saying, I want to play at your venue, they get it from Indie on the Move, and they're like, oh, these guys have recommended good artists in the past, and it's worked out well, so yeah, sure, I'll take a shot at it.
Oh. Indie on the Move. Today's podcast sponsored by Indie on the Move.
Good stuff. Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle. I'll check it out, sincerely, because I just, you know, it's, yeah, it's, I don't know what it is.
And then you do all the work yourself. Like, you get all these emails.
I'm doing that anyway.
Exactly, yeah. But they, you know, they help. Like, here, this club, yes, not this club. We'll send you, you know, we'll send these emails out to this place. And then.
All right. I'm going to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, there has been stuff going on in our lives.
Yeah.
A lot of it we're not going to talk about because some of it's deeply personal.
That's right. All the good stuff we're not going to talk about.
All the stuff that you would find interesting.
You're welcome.
You're going to have to just fabricate yourselves.
Which would probably be better than what's actually going on.
That's probably true. That's probably true. My divorce was final in late October.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been fun. That's been a good time. 2014 was awesome. Very lucrative year. Not for me, but for several attorneys and my ex-wife, it was a pretty feckin' year, financially speaking.
Yeah, and emotionally, it was fun.
It was. Really? There was a lot of downs and then a few sideways.
Yes.
The occasional up, but usually that was up my ass.
Yes, but at least
metaphorically, just to clarify. Mm. Well, there was that one night in Lillstrom.
It was in Svalbard.
Yeah, no doubt. I got really sick in Svalbard.
You did?
We probably talked about that last time we did a podcast. I don't remember what we talked about.
It was remarkable that I didn't get sick on that run.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, I know.
You got sick last time we were in Svalbard. I guess it was my turn.
Boy, did I.
I at least got through the gigs before I crashed.
Yes.
So that was good.
Yeah.
But we are going back to Europe starting in June. We're going to be in Norway a lot this summer, but we're also going to be in the UK. We're going to be in Germany for the first time. We're going to be doing one guaranteed, one we've already got for sure is in Berlin, a city I've never had the privilege to go to, so I'm excited about that.
Me too.
There's going to be three or four other shows in Germany. Yeah. I think we're going to hit the Netherlands, also known as Holland.
I've never been there.
You never been?
Mm-mm.
I've been to the airport a few times, and then the early 90s I went to Amsterdam for like a day trip that I don't remember at all.
I am surprised that we've never played there, because I know so many artists that when they tour Europe, they're in Holland, they're in the Netherlands.
Yeah, well, the Netherlands, much like Scandinavia, I mean, they speak English better than Americans do, so it's...
And they love the blues.
They love the blues and the rock and roll.
Yeah.
That they do. And we're probably going to hit...
And weed.
They do like the ganja.
Mm-hmm.
And
grass.
Call it. We're going to go to Vienna. We're going to go to Austria.
Which, really?
Yeah. Which I've not ever been to.
Can we go see where Mozart was born?
I don't know, Dan. We'll just have to see.
Well,
I'd like to.
We just don't know, dude.
We just don't know, dude, do we? And we may pick a... I'm talking to a friend of mine to see if we can't get a few shows down in the south of France this summer as well. It may just be duo shows. We're going over there in Europe as a trio again, as we did in October. This time, Casey Todd will
Casey
be...
Casey Todd.
Casey Todd.
CaseyTodd.com.
Is that a real place?
Actually, I don't...
That probably is a real place, because he's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, look that up. Casey Todd, drummer extraordinaire, all-around good dude. And are we recording? God damn it.
Son of a...
This happens every time. Hold on, I gotta pause the podcast.
They claim that they're logical.
We were recording, as you've determined, dear listener. But we're using Logic today instead of Pro Tools, because both of us are trying to learn how to use Logic, because it's... in many ways, vastly superior to Pro Tools, and in other ways, not.
Not.
Like
their fade tool.
Yeah, the audio editing in Logic is... it just doesn't make sense if you're a Pro Tools guy.
No, it's not logical.
No.
It is highly illogical.
But it's way more efficient, computer-wise, CPU-wise.
Yeah, that's true.
And it comes with a lot of great plugins for free, and it's, what, a tenth of the price of Pro Tools? So we're trying to learn how to use that. Anyway, we don't know what the fuck we're doing, as always. What were we talking about? We're talking about Casey Todd, who toured the UK with us and Paris last spring, and has done some US touring with us, and he's coming back with us this summer.
He is a professional touring and studio drummer, percussionist, vocalist, and utility player based out of Nashville. And it is CaseyTodd.com. That is Kasey Todd.com.
The P is silent.
And his wife's name is also Casey.
But with a C.
Which isn't confusing at all.
No. Well, what's cool is if you're with them, which I have been, and we've been having beverages, I just say Casey, and I don't have to worry that I've forgotten anyone's name, which is good. And Casey Todd... not Casey Todd, but Casey Todd. When I go
it's
up, it's for
the
lady.
Yeah.
Casey Todd is building a new website for jaseeverett.com.
Good.
She is, because my website is not what I want it to be at present. So she's doing a new website, and her website is CaseyTodd.com. No, I have no idea. But with a C. We should find out what her website is, too.
I bet there are links to it on Casey Todd.
There probably are. Do we need to talk about deflated balls?
You know, that occurred to me that we probably don't need to talk about deflated balls.
Okay.
Because I don't give a shit. I don't know about you.
Dude, if your balls get deflated, you're going to give a shit.
I don't give a shit about Tom Brady's balls. Let me say that.
Giselle does.
Yes, she and she should, but she has to deal with him
on her daily terms.
Yes. On her terms, yes.
On her Brazilian terms. Yeah, sports. There's sports stuff that's happened.
Sports things are
happening. And so if you're into that, we'd like to say knock it out. Congratulations, sports. This podcast is brought to you by sports. All of them. And my kid declared his major, and he is now a physics major with a focus on astronomy.
Jesus.
Yes. I don't think Jesus is really a big player in that particular curriculum.
Jesus? No. Jesus, I think, I'm pretty sure that Jesus invented physics.
Well, that certainly depends on your worldview, yes. I'm not going to take a position on that right now.
I looked at the comet last night.
You looked at the
comet? No, not last night. The other night.
The comet?
The comet. There's a comet.
Oh, yeah? What's it doing?
It's up there. It's green. It's hanging out.
Yeah.
My dad was like, you want to look at the comet? I'm like, yeah, let's look at the comet.
You were up in Kentucky?
Yeah.
He has a telescope?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He has many, many telescopes. Yeah.
I saw him post something. I did not look at the comment.
Yeah.
I thought you said I looked at the comment.
No, I haven't been looking at comments. Actually, I haven't gone on. I've been on Facebook like a couple times in the last couple of weeks.
I've been really not around on social media.
It's just every time I go on there, it just makes me feel tired.
I have nothing to say that even interests me. So no. I can't fathom why anyone else would want to read my crap.
I go on when we're on the road and I'm posting pictures and there's things going on that I'm posting on there, but it's otherwise I'm kind of like, who cares? Found some great asparagus at the farmer's market last night.
Woohoo! I was in the midst of one of my weekly existential crises the other night, and I made a post at like 2 o'clock in the morning. You're always proud of those.
Always.
It's like, hi, wine. I'm whining. I'm not a real man. I'm whining on social media.
Well,
how
that's
you doing?
The thing. It's either bitching or
bragging.
Oh, my God, my life is so amazing, you guys. I'm so blessed to have all of this stuff and these amazing people. I'm like, shut up.
Fuck you.
Fuck you and your happiness. Stick your happiness in your ass and shut the fuck up. Can we say stuff like that on our podcast?
I'll just bleep that. Don't worry.
I get really angry there all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot of editing on the podcast.
Well, fuck you. Time. Fuck this fucking shit. Fuck.
Not that part, though. I'm keeping that in. That's actually the new theme song. I am going to edit that. I'm going to copy and paste it to the front and have your Gregorian chant under that with a little reverb.
You know what you should do? I was thinking about this. You should go back and take all of the theme song clips and then like clip them all together, but like chop them up.
Right.
And
I'm definitely going to do that tonight.
You're not going to do that.
No, I'm not. I was going to go to town tonight and meet some friends, maybe have a beer or something, but it's raining and shitty, and it's probably going to snow, and I'm not going to do any of that.
No. Like John Mulaney says, it is 100% more difficult to do stuff than it is to not do stuff.
It really is, and I've gotten so good at not doing stuff.
Yeah.
I've gotten it down to a science. What's the opposite of inertia? Not doing stuff.
Let's ask Jack.
Jack would know.
Something about Newton.
Yeah, he made the
an
dean's
object
he made
at rest.
He made the dean's list his first semester at university.
That's astonishing.
Yeah,
well, it's not really. He's a really bright kid, but
yeah, but where's it come from? Because I'm a moron.
I don't know. I went.
His
to
mother's
high.
Not a moron, but she was not a good. She and I'm not a moron either, but neither of us were worth a damn. In school, we were not good students.
You got a lot of street smarts.
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I come from the streets. Can't you tell from my accent?
The streets of Grapevine.
The streets of Tarrant County, Texas. Down by the 7-Eleven and strip malls.
Well, I was going to say about Jack, and I don't know if you're talking about this yet, but he's recorded... He's recording a record.
I was going to bring that up. I'm going to start trying to do a podcast every week with or without you.
Oh.
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
But I know you won't be able to make all of those, but I need to do some more. And one of the things that I'm going to have him on as a guest in 2 weeks, and we're going to play some of the mixes because, he's gone in and recorded 6 of his own compositions, and we went in with Brad Jones, my... co-producer of the past 3 records, and Jacques played guitar and sang live on everything. We put drums and bass on most things. Derek Mixon played drums, Brad Jones played bass, and then we put some strings Austin and Avery came in and played cello and violin and viola, and it's really cool, man. I mean, he's 18, so Dan Cohen played guitar on a track. And to be fair, you were there for like 6 hours to lay down 30 minutes of guitar playing.
Yeah. Not just guitar, but I played slide baritone.
You did play slide. Was that that six-string Fender?
Yeah. No, it was the, it's like a Dan Electro Barry.
Okay.
When I played slide with a very thick glass Jack Daniels glass.
Oh, that's right.
That Brad had.
Oh, and Jack's buddies were there who were all like 18 to 22, and they're like, dude, that's so cool. He's playing slide with a Jack Daniels glass. It's like, yeah, that does make it cooler. You know what else is cool? Yeah, Rehab.
He forgot.
Dan's been there several times also.
He forgot his slide. That's what happens. It sounds great.
It does. It's cool.
It sounds really cool, and I'm very excited to hear the finished product.
Yeah, man, he's a really good songwriter and a really good musician, and I'm pleased with him. He's got a unique voice as a writer and a singer and everything. So, you know, here's to the ensuing poverty that he's going to enjoy.
It's super poppy. It's mostly kind of like Miley Cyrus, yeah. Taylor Swift kind of songs, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Or Leonard Cohen about 71, 72.
That.
It may be more like that.
Yeah.
But darker.
But
without all the hope. He's got the tune that you played on is bouncy.
Yep.
Lyrically, it's not.
Yeah.
But it's he's got a love of seven chords. Dominant seven chords and major seven chords, and he's not afraid to use them.
I like that. Me neither.
Yeah, I got to talk to you guys about that. But yeah, it's good, man. It's good. I'm really proud of him. Jacques Merlino is his name. He has a Facebook page. It is Jacques Merlino. It is not Jacques, by the way. It is Jacques, as in Jacques Chirac. So I want everybody to get that straight.
So I got it.
Yeah. Brad has not gotten
it. I've heard that little spiel many, many times.
But Brad continues to call him Jacques, and none of us correct him.
I heard him introduce, someone as...
None of us correct him ever. It's weird.
Yeah, well, that is weird. I don't know why he wouldn't... Brad seems to be right about most things, so I don't know. I guess you just kind of go with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I know Brad doesn't listen to the podcast. I don't know if Brad knows what a podcast is.
He may not know.
He probably knows what they are. He probably just doesn't care. You know, he talked me into getting a subscription to The Economist, which he's a big fan of. And we were talking one time, and he goes, man, I'm so sick of reading about China, man. Fuck China. And he was just furious. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah, man. And peaches, too. I was like, what? And apparently there was like a rash of news about peaches at one point, and he was really, really upset about it. And he cried out, fuck China and fuck peaches in quick succession, and was genuinely as passionate as I've ever seen him, because he can tend to be a bit aloof and analytical about things, but he was really upset about China and peaches. I think it was peaches. Was it peaches?
Bees.
No, he's pretty upset about the bees.
People get upset about bees, as well they should.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Come on, people.
Yeah, it's not good.
I have a friend who's looking into becoming a beekeeper.
Really?
Yes.
Well.
Yeah.
All right. That's kind of a big choice. It's a big
decision. I think so.
It's a big investment.
She's a flautist. And it's just not working out for her economically, I guess. So beekeeping is the obvious choice.
Prior to being a beekeeper, Hostetler was a flautist. flautist. Why are they called a flautist and not a flutist?
Apparently, it is flutist in North America and flautist in, I think, Europe.
Right.
So, Europeans.
And why pianist instead of pianist?
Yeah.
No, dude. Because it's piano, not piano. So why is it
piano.
Pianist instead of...
Pianist. don't shoot me. I'm just the pianist.
Don't shoot the pianist.
Don't shoot me in the pianist.
He's the pianist guy I ever met, man. Fucking guy. He's always peeing over there. There was something else.
What's better than roses on your piano, Jace?
I don't know.
Tulips on your organ. Yep.
What grade did you learn
I'm
that in?
I'm thinking sixth grade, probably.
That was about sixth grade. Oh, it's too bad that we can't talk about some of the things that we can talk about. Yeah. There's a wealth of material, both comedic and tragic.
Yes. And sometimes both at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what else is going on?
Oh, just, you know, living the dream. Oh, I'm getting a new place.
That's right.
Moving out of Murfreesboro, finally, and getting back to Nashville. Excited about that. Going to do that in March, and then I'm going to leave the country for 3 months.
Yeah.
After I get settled in. But that's all right.
That is
all right.
Okay,
man. That's okay. I'm going to be right down there in the thick of it with all the young people and their hopes and their dreams. Their beards and their skinny jeans, and I'm going to just get in fights with them all day, every day.
Nah.
Just yell and rant and rave like a grizzled old bastard that I am.
How are you kids with your skinny jeans and your beards and your hat?
Your hope. There was something else I wanted to...
They don't have hope.
Some of them do. Or maybe they're just dumb.
They're playing at a lack of hope because it sounds like it's cool.
It is not cool.
No.
Not having hope is far from cool.
No.
The question, do you think that stupid people that aren't...
yes,
they you think are they're happier. You
yes.
think so?
Yes, I know exactly where you're going with that, yes, they are.
I've always gone back and forth. One of my favorite comedians of all time was a guy named Rick Reynolds. And Rick Reynolds had a special out in like 91 called Only the Truth is Funny. And if you can get your hands on that, do it, because it's genius. But he was an atheist and dealt with depression. But he stood by, at least he said in his act, that he believes the smart people he knew were happier than the stupid people he knew because they could really appreciate things in life. And I vacillate on that. I mean, sometimes yes, because you can be like, yeah, you know, you can really appreciate the simple joys of things and the beauty of things if you have consciousness.
As both a smart and stupid person, I hope that I would get to enjoy, you know, both worlds. I would get the best of Beth to take her panties off. I thought that I would get the best of both worlds, but no, I didn't get Beth to take her panties off.
Damn
you, Beth!
Beth, you lazy, lazy non-whore.
But
you
I
morally
do know,
strong person.
But I also do know a couple of very, very intelligent, extremely happy people.
Yeah, I don't think it's intellect that. Yeah. I think you could be really smart and not miserable.
Yeah.
I just don't know many people that are really smart and not miserable.
No.
Who do you know that I know that's really smart and not miserable?
David Ernest.
All right. Yeah, I can buy that.
My parents.
Yeah, your parents don't seem miserable. Your brother doesn't seem miserable.
Nope, he is not.
So maybe you and I are actually stupid.
That I've toyed with that notion. Yes,
I've done more. I'm kind of delving into that hole. I'm like, you know what? I'm pretty sure I am dumb.
Yeah,
I've read some books and I know some pretty words, but I think I might be a moron.
Yeah. I often think the same thing.
When I look
that you're a moron.
Yeah.
No.
Well, how could you not? You've spent so much time with me. There's a mountain of evidence that grows daily. Well, really, I look at I look at my life. I look at the fact that I've been divorced now twice. That doesn't sound smart.
What does that have to do with intelligence? It doesn't have anything to do with intelligence.
Maybe making good choices, because. My first wife and I, the mother of my son, she and I are cool. We're good friends, lots of mutual respect and love.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably helps that we live 7 time zones away from one another, don't have to see each other every day.
I think
it does. But for both of us. But we are genuinely cool with one another. But it took a long time to get there. But yeah, to fail two times at marriage by the time you're 40 is...
See, that's how you... And I understand why you interpret it as failure, but...
Because it is. How else do you...
It's you that failed, right, Jace?
Well,
you failed.
Yeah.
It's not... What about the other two people involved in this?
Yes, sir. Well, honestly, yeah. I mean, of course, it takes two to tango. Whether you
on
do
the
it
couch to... with Dr. Dan.
No, this is good. Let's work through this. Let's do this. What the fuck happened? Yeah,
stuff
man.
Stuff happened. People change. Life goes on. Things, the thing you thought this person was, they end up not being. The thing you thought you were, you end up maybe not being.
Yeah.
You're really good at beating yourself up. You've gotten really good at this. But...
Well, you're not allowed to beat other people up, and
you
I just have a lot
tell,
of anger.
You always tell me, you're like, I wish you could see yourself the way other people see you because other people think you're so great and amazing and all that stuff. And that's what I'm saying to you right now.
Yeah, but I'm just shitting you when I say that. I don't mean it.
Oh, my God. I knew it.
You know, yeah, I don't mean those things. No,
give yourself a break is what I'm saying.
Give me a break.
And all of you out there, too. Jesus.
Today's podcast brought to you by Kit Kat Bar. We should get some sponsors.
Ooh, I found a situation the other day that I could not deflect with or dissipate with humor.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And I did not know what to say.
Was it a conflict with a male or female?
With a male.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I didn't know what to do. I was at a loss. I had to stop and think. Couldn't do it.
So you actually had to just have a conflict.
Yep.
How'd it go?
It was good.
You made it. You're here.
I made it. I'm here.
How's the other guy?
He's fine, too.
Yeah?
Everything's fine. Turns out you can have conflict and yell at people, and then actually everything's fine after that.
Yeah, I knew that.
You did know that. You've been telling me that for years.
It's okay to have conflict. Is not. I mean, it's uncomfortable. It's unpleasant. But
I just thought while it was going on, it occurred to me like, where's the joke? Why can't I? It's beyond a knee jerk reaction to look for something funny in the situation.
Yeah.
It is deep, deep down there, and I'm like, that's probably something I should address. At some point in the future.
Yeah, I do that in male-female relationships. I have a real difficult time with conflict in those scenarios.
Yeah. But in male-female relationships, I just
punch the lady usually.
Well, that's
in the stomach.
Funny.
You don't want to be
that's
weird.
That's funny. I punched a girl in the stomach once.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, Autumn, she's probably not listening.
She stabbed me repeatedly.
Hey, Autumn. She had just come back from the gym. And she went to the gym all the time, always going to the gym. She was all excited about this ab workout she'd been doing for a couple of weeks.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, right? And Autumn...
Oh, yeah, tough guy, come here!
She's like, feel my stomach. And I felt her stomach, and I was like, that's great. It feels like wood or iron or some hard substance. And she's like, go ahead. Hit me.
So you started unzipping your pants. Don't mind if I do, nice lady.
She said, punch me in the stomach.
Oh.
And I said, no, I'm not going to do that for a couple of reasons.
One, I've got warrants.
But she said, no, really. Now, Autumn is the kind
of
person.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can. Now, Autumn is the kind of person that if I didn't hit her really hard,
she
would be like, pussy.
Yeah.
So, and she kept on. She kept on. Go ahead. Come on. Come on. And she's like, right here. Come on. So I punched her in the stomach.
Did she go down?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. I'm just seeing her jump over me going, oh my God, and not being able to breathe.
That's
like,
exactly
what
happened.
Why did you hit me so hard?
And
was she mad?
No, No, because once she could talk and breathe, I said, look, if I hadn't punched you that hard, you would have called me a pussy. And she's like, you're right.
So let that be a lesson to you. I don't know what the lesson is, but...
Don't ask me to punch you.
I think I have asked you to punch me before.
Really?
Yeah.
In the stomach?
I think I actually was possibly under the influence at one point and in a fit of self-loathing, and I asked you to punch me, and you looked at me for a minute, and then you just went to your room.
That sounds like something I would do.
Because I think you were already done with me like 10 minutes before I said that.
Yeah, probably more than 10 minutes. But okay, yeah,
I'm trying to give myself a little grace here.
I do. I have a breaking point.
Yeah.
Not with you. Well, yeah, with you. But I mean, with drinky people in general when they're drinky.
Yeah, yeah, it's tedious.
It's amusing to me up to a point, and then I gotta go.
Yeah. Well, after a while, it's no longer amusing. It's just like, wow, this is a sad thing that's happening to this person's brain.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, we were talking about something that I found interesting. It was probably me.
You,
what was it?
You. Yeah, it was probably self-loathing. Shelf-loathing.
Shelf-loathing. God, I hate shelves. Fucking shelves. Fucking cupboards are
peaches.
Fine.
Fuck China. Fuck peaches.
And
fuck shelves.
Cupboards are fine. I put together my new bass.
Oh, yeah. It looks really cool.
I bought a $150 short-scale Squire Jaguar a few months ago, and I've installed on it about $400 worth of pickups.
I was going to say the pickups cost twice as much as the bass.
No, the bridge and the pickups literally are about $400.
Yeah.
And then I beat the shit out of it before I did that.
Didn't you throw it down the... You said you threw it?
Yeah, I've got this gravel out here by the studio office thing here. And I took all the hardware off and took the neck off, and I just tossed it like a frisbee across the gravel.
And then you yelled at it. Berated it.
I did. And I lit it on fire briefly.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. There on the...
scorch marks.
On the heel.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so now I have hundreds of dollars worth of basses, which to take to Europe. So it's going to be fun.
I bet that thing's going to sound great.
Once I get it intonated, it'll be fine.
Yeah. All right, are we done here? What are we doing?
I'm running out of steam.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. We apologize about 50% of the time because we think the podcast is boring. But, you know, we think you're boring also. So we haven't, you know, where's your fucking podcast?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Actually, speaking of that, we are going to start reading listener mail. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and one of my favorite podcasts.
There's mail?
There's going to be. I'm requesting people to send in questions, queries, quibbles, whatever. I want you
anything
guys.
Anything starts with Q.
Anything that starts with a Q, send it in. Quotes.
And I would say the more inappropriate, the better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're only going to answer what we want to answer. But sincerely, if you have requests, things you'd like to hear about, questions, whatever, just shoot them our way. The way I want to receive messages from you is very simple. Go to the Jace Everett fan page on Facebook. This is the only way I will answer any questions. And send me a message.
Lay down
there.
The law, Jace.
Like
Do it.
The page, first of all. And then send a message to that page.
Or he will punch you in the stomach.
No, I will have Dan punch you in the stomach, which is apparently quite painful. But sincerely, send those questions. Next podcast will be about 2 weeks away. We may do one from the road, which will sound like shit.
We should do one in Albuquerque.
Yeah, we'll do one from Albuquerque or maybe Amarillo. We may go to that place where if you eat the 72-ounce steak, it's free.
Oh, God.
You ever heard about that place in Amarillo?
Is that the original place? I've heard of this concept.
It's
in many
72-ounce steak. And if you can finish it, you don't have to pay for it. Ugh. And they give you a card for an angioplasty guy. That's local.
And a T-shirt.
And a T-shirt that you won't be able to fit over your protruding belly. But yeah, send questions and comments to the Jace Everett fan page on Facebook. Just send me a message. Tell us what's up, what you want to hear, yada, yada, yada. We're working on some new tunes, and a new record is in the works, so we'll keep you advised as that's coming together. And that is it. That's the podcast for this week. This is Jace Everett.
I'm Dan Cohen.
And this has been Talking Into Microphones.
Bye.
Hugs and kisses.